This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, thank you, Lee Elsie, for filling in capably, wonderfully, brilliantly. First hour on Thursdays, Lee Elsie. This week was the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I'm involved in a major fundraiser. I'm raising several million dollars for multiple businesses, and I'm trying to get in a couple hours of fundraising phone calls before I start my radio show. So I've just, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, grab an extra hour. But I'm my usual 3 hours on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 2 hours on Tuesday and Thursday. So what is that? 3 times 3 is 9. 9 and 4 is 13 hours a week instead of the usual 15 hours a week of radio and TV. Not to mention thousands of hours of business meetings and business calls and pitch meetings and fundraising calls and running my businesses. It's exhausting. It is. It's exhausting being Wayne Allyn Root, but I love doing it. And I love being on the air with all of you because there's nobody out there, very few out there, with common sense. And those who do have common sense are still in the rarefied air of Washington, D.C. You know, like I love Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson, but these are people that live in New York City and Washington, D.C. and get paid $15 million a year by Fox News. What do they really know about the problems of real people? I live a fairly middle-class life, maybe upper middle-class, but it's a middle-class life in Las Vegas, Nevada, a city far from New York and Boston and Washington, D.C. and even far from L.A. and San Francisco. A city that, you know, I guess you can't call it the heartland of America, but it is the heartland of America. The heartland is supposed to be Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, Pennsylvania. But guess what? They all come to Vegas every year, multiple times a year. The entire America cycles through Vegas. We have 45 million visitors a year. So every 5 years, we have 250 million visitors. Every 6 years, 300 million. That's about the population of the United States of America. Everybody comes to Vegas. We are the crossroads of America. So I'm kind of a Midwest middle-class sensibility guy. I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a $15 million a year guy who understands what's going on in the real world. And by the way, there is no recession. There's no recession. And any shakiness we have is because of two things. Number one, Obama bankrupted the nation and left us all with no money. And so Trump came in and turned everything around, but there's a long way to go to come back. So, yeah, it's a great comeback. It's a great economy. We're not going into recession, but it's sure not perfect. And the reason it's not perfect, we could jump back into recession because of Obama. He destroyed the country. And some people are just barely getting back on their feet. Some still haven't gotten back on their feet. And those who have gotten back on their feet just barely are hanging in and moving forward a little more. And they're just getting some breathing room. Obama screwed up everything, number one. So that's the first reason we're not in recession. The second one is the media, the liberal, commie, pinko media scum, is trying to wish us into recession. And the liberal Democrat leadership is trying to wish us into recession, but it's not there. And Wall Street, who hates Trump, and the corporate globalists and corporate elite are trying to wish us into recession because they want to get rid of Donald Trump. Because Democrats bribe them with billions of dollars. And Trump is killing their apple cart, man. He's ruining their lemonade stand. They're not getting rich anymore because of Donald Trump. Well, they've gotten rich off stocks. Stocks have sure done well under Trump. But he doesn't bribe them the way Democrats will with green energy deals. Do you have any idea how insane the Democratic Party is? Do you have any idea how insane they are? If you didn't know, you should have tuned in last night, although nobody did. Nobody tuned in to CNN's 7-hour climate change town hall, a massive bust. CNN's marathon event began Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern, ended at midnight, and averaged 1.1 million viewers. Fox News during that time averaged 2.5 million. MSNBC averaged 1.7 million. Even liberals didn't tune in. The network also failed to beat its rival networks during prime time. averaging 1.4 million viewers in prime time. A little bit better. But Fox News averaged 3.2 million and MSNBC 2.2 million. Fox News also dominated in the 25 to 54 age demographic. And CNN announced another marathon-style town hall event Thursday in partnership with the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. Can you imagine how stupid Jeffrey Zucker, the guy who runs CNN, is so dumb he couldn't spell cat if I spotted him in the CNEA. Please quote me, nationwide media. Please quote me. Please call me a conspiracy theorist. Please call me an ultra-right-winger. I don't care what you call me. Just quote me. Jeffrey Zucker is so stupid, he can't spell cat if you spot him in the C and the A. Why is he allowed to run a TV network and run it into the ground? Why are the shareholders of the company that owns him, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is AT&T. Doesn't AT&T own CNN? So why is AT&T not firing Jeffrey Zucker? He is the worst CEO in the history of the world. He's an idiot. He lets his disgusting left-wing socialist politics get in the way of running a TV network, or maybe they don't get in the way. Maybe because he's a socialist, he believes in failing, so no one makes any money. I don't know. All I can tell you is he's in partnership with the Human Rights Campaign Foundation for another marathon town hall. The first one got no ratings. This one is set for October 10th, the eve of National Coming Out Day, and will focus on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer issues. Wouldn't it be fun in America to be bisexual, transgender, and queer, and no longer use straws, kill all the cows because they fart too much, no longer be allowed to eat meat, you can't have a car, planes are no longer going to fly, trains are going to fly, we're going to have a Green New Deal, you're going to be gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, and you're going to have to walk around with candles and drive donkey carts like in Cuba if Democrats get their way. I mean, this is just a joke, an absolute joke. Absolute 666. So, if you listen to the Democratic debate last night, it was amazing. They are a cult. They are a religion. They don't believe in religion, and they're mostly atheists, but they are. They do believe in the religion of climate change. They want to ban everything. I'm going to write a commentary, I believe, for this Sunday's column. I haven't decided yet for sure, because I have like 100 topics on my blackboard, right? But I think I'm going to write it on who's the mean one now. You act like Donald Trump is a meanie because he says such mean things while he's creating the lowest black unemployment in history, lowest Hispanic unemployment in history, lowest female unemployment in history, lowest gay unemployment in history, lowest everyone unemployment in history. That's a nice guy. I don't care what he says. But the Democratic Party is really the mean one because they want to ban plastic straws, factory farming, oil, hamburgers, incandescent light bulbs, and of course they want all the women to butcher their children and abort their child in the third trimester. Because it's all in the name of global warming. As Bernie Sanders said, there will be pain. There's pain, all right? Who's the mean one? Trump's creating a Reagan-like, wonderful, rich America where everyone benefits, including black and Hispanic. And Bernie Sanders and the rest of the Democrats want you to live this medieval freaking life that I will never go back to. I don't think you understand. There's going to be a revolution if the Democrats win. Because we're not going to live with candlelight and donkey carts. I'm not going back. I'm not giving up my car. I'm not giving up meat. I'm not giving up anything. I've never liked straws, never drank with a straw in my life, by the way. Well, maybe not since I'm like 12 years old. I don't know if I did it as a kid, but I don't remember being 5 anymore. But I don't believe I've ever drank a straw since I'm 10 years old or older. So I don't care about straws, but it's just silly. It's just absolutely silly to care about plastic straws. But I'm not giving up all the factory farming, all the hamburgers, all the incandescent light bulbs. There will be pain. No, there won't be pain. The pain's going to be on you because it's going to be a revolution. We're coming with our pitchforks. Trust me. You're all a bunch of communist crackpots. You're nuts. And we're going to give you the global middle finger to the globalists and the communists and the socialists and the Marxists because you're all crazy. You're not going to ban incandescent light bulbs or factory farming or all the other modern-day advantages that are out there. Sorry. No one's going to elect you, and that's what you're afraid of. That's why you got to open the borders, let in really uneducated people that don't speak English, make sure that all of them get to register at the DMV, get a driver's license, register to vote, and then get them to vote because they're so gullible, and you hand them, in Spanish, the actual voting requirements. Okay, and I'm not putting down Hispanics. I love legal American Hispanics. And I'll bet you most of them vote for Trump. I'll bet you a majority of legal American Hispanics with an education, I'll put that qualification in, vote for Donald Trump. But when you talk about people who come to this country, it has nothing to do with their heritage. It's not because they're Hispanic, but it just so happens there are poor, uneducated people by the millions in Mexico and Central America coming here, and they don't know anything about America or the Constitution or how to live a good life, and they want government welfare cradle to grave for the rest of their lives. And you want to let them in with, and but here's the issue, you and me. Here's why what I'm saying is not racist. Because I want to teach them the American way, and teach them English, and teach them about the Constitution, teach them American history, and I want them to become real smart, and I want them to get a great job, and then I want their kids to become lawyers and doctors. You know, I'm Jewish. That's the way Jews have always done it since the beginning of time. That's the absolute Jewish way. Anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar. Jews believe in education, and every generation gets smarter, and every generation gets more education, and every generation gets a better job and more money, and a better career and more money. And then finally, four generations later, you're rich, you're powerful, and you're a very important person. And you started out poor, dirt poor. That's the Jewish way. And that's the way my parents taught me. My dad, the butcher, my mom, the homemaker, who works occasionally 2-3 hours a day as the cashier of the butcher store. That's what I come from. And yet today, national radio talk shows, national TV talk shows, number one show at Newsmax, nationally syndicated newspaper columnists, major book coming out, Trump Rules, by Donald Trump on February 10th. Owner of multiple businesses, raising millions of dollars right now for those businesses. My parents were right. America is the greatest nation in the world. The streets are paved with gold. And I want to do that for the Hispanic people. But you know what Democrats want? They're racist. They want to bring in poor people who are uneducated and ignorant, and they want to leave them that way for life. There isn't anything racist about calling you ignorant if you are ignorant. What's racist is wanting you to stay ignorant. I don't want you to stay ignorant. I want to make you smart, and I know you can be smart. I know you're just as smart as me. Just as smart as anyone out there. If someone is only willing to teach you. But Democrats don't want to teach you because they want you to be helpless, hopeless, clueless, and therefore vote Democrat. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the name of the show. My name is Wayne Allen Root, as in war, and this show comes to you courtesy of USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative capitalist evangelist. This show comes to you from the war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. I'm always on the war path, so let's see what I've got to talk about today. I'm your relentless warrior, by the way. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser, and I always fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. I know he's always listening. Thank you, Ed. Hope he appreciates that I appreciate him. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. And I appreciate the great Fred Weinberg, who founded and owns and operates USA Radio. And most importantly, found Wayne Allen Root and said, I want to syndicate this guy nationwide. You have great taste, Fred. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. They got the naming rights, Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil, gas, resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol, FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Check them out. Make your own educated decision. It's a stock. You can own it. It goes up. You make money. You sit on the sidelines. They do the work. You make the money. I love Wall Street. I am the capitalist evangelist. I love great stocks. So check them out, FordhamResources.com. Make your own determination, Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. Most caller-friendly show in America, phone number 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. So I told you what was happening in that Democrat climate change debate that no one watched last night. Kill the cows, kill the cars, kill the planes, kill the straws, kill the factories, kill everything, kill the meat. You can't have any fun with Democrats. These are the most joyless people in the world. I don't have to tell them this. You can't win an election You know, you're supposed to win an election by being like Santa Claus. They always give things away free. Now they're taking everything away. They've made a big mistake, a tragic mistake. Nobody in their right mind is going to vote Democrat when you're taking away their meat and taking away their cars and taking away their cows, taking away their farms, taking away their houses, taking away everything that uses, you know, oil, fossil fuel. It's just negative, man. You guys are stupid. You know a thing about sales. And while that's going on, guess what happened? U.S. worker compensation and labor costs revised higher. Compensation for U.S. workers rose by more than previously thought in the first half of the year, the latest sign that workers are benefiting from the tightest labor market in decades. Hourly compensation rose at a 4.9% annualized rate in the second quarter, a 1.9% gain after adjusting for inflation. They previously reported a 1.8% increase after adjusting for inflation. Compensation for the first quarter also revised up. Real hourly compensation rose at an annualized 8.4% rate in January through March. Unit labor costs, a measure of what business pays for workers, revised higher as well. Rising wages, the biggest driver of total compensation and rising unit labor costs. So compensation is outpacing productivity gains, indicating workers are able to demand a larger share of the country's economic output due to tight labor conditions. God bless Trump. And you think you're going to win going up against that by saying ban meat and ban plastic straws and ban fossil fuels and ban coal? Are you kidding me? And just to show you what liars they all are, every one of them. And you know, I said on the show, he's always been my friend, Anthony Scaramucci. So I feel bad. I don't like to say bad things about anybody. But what he's been saying about Trump lately is disgusting. And all the people who badmouth Trump are all out to make money and get book deals and TV deals. And they all are proven to be liars. And in the end, the media drops them. And they never give him anything they want. See, Anthony, you're barking up the wrong tree. A woman was suing Trump. She claimed he made a forcible move and kissed her. She didn't want to be kissed. During the campaign, at a campaign rally in August of 16. And Trump's attorneys released a video of the encounter. And that's where it all went bad. And the judge, U.S. District Judge William Jung, dismissed the complaint, saying it amounted to a political lawsuit. And so she now drops her forcible kiss Trump lawsuit. They're all liars. But now we got another judge, these liberal judges, rules the FBI terror watch list violates constitutional rights. You're violating the rights of terrorists. The government's watch list of a million people flagged as known or suspected terrorists is a violation of their constitutional rights, according to U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga of Virginia. This is the Democratic Party. Do you understand that? This is their constituency, terrorists. Welfare losers, food stamp losers, all the people that were homeless people, criminals, felons. Everybody you could think of that's bad is the constituency of the Democratic Party. Now it's terrorists. Want to quote me, Right Wing Watch? Want to quote me? Chris Cuomo? Are you proud this is your constituency? Liberals love terrorists on the terrorist watch list? That's what you want to defend? I want to defend good old middle class Americans of all color.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? And I looked, and I had leaves all over my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not.
Oh,
It's completely destruction out here.
China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 373 points to close at 26,728. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War Welcome back to Way Down the Root Raw and Unfiltered. Also unscripted. And also just purely honest, man. I just tell you what I'm thinking, shoot from the hip. Pedal to the metal, balls to the wall, all day long. 100 miles an hour, 3 hours a day. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. Even a guy like me who goes at 1,000 miles an hour with tremendous energy. And nobody's got perfect health. Even if you say you have perfect health, something's always wrong. And My Doctor Suggests has the answer. They make products that are built around alkaline-structured silver. And silver destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and virus, which is at the root, excuse the pun, of everything bad, every health issue in the world, and while not harming our good bacteria. And so you will benefit from trying out their My Doctor Suggests products. My voice has never been better. I used to be hoarse all the time. Now it is a workhorse because I suck on their silver lozenges. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. Used to get colds a couple times a year, 3 times a year. Now I'm not a cold in 3.5 years. Brain fog. Used to sleep 7-8 hours a night. Wake up foggy in the morning for a few hours till it burned off, till my brain started working again. Now I sleep 4 or 5 hours a night only, and when I wake up, laser sharp for the first second I wake up. Used to have leaky gut syndrome. I'd eat and feel fatigued, brain fog, stomach upset. None of that there anymore. No more leaky gut. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Call them. Can't buy the products in the store. Can only get them at 866-660-9868. This has been the most wildly popular product I've ever sold on my show, by the way. The calls by the thousands on radio and TV, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT to save 20% off. Or just tell them, you know, I listen to Wainwright Show. I'm a Wainwright fan. You get 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. All right, we got a guest on now who's a very interesting guest because I think I'm the guy who coined the phrase Jexit probably 2 years ago. Jewish exit from the Democratic Party. I'm the guy who's been talking about it for 30 years. You know, I was born Jewish and born a Republican. And so back in 2004 or 2003, somewhere around there, CNBC did a profile of my life as the king of Vegas gambling, which I was at the time, number one sports gambler in the world, and with my own star on the Vegas Walk of Stars, along with people like Elvis and Frank Sinatra, and right? And so CNBC came to me and did a 7-minute, I think it was, profile on my life and ran it like 20 times in, over a two-day week. And in it, they kept saying, he's the Jew who wants to become Nevada's United States Senator and bring the Jewish people to the Republican Party. Even though it was about me being a gambler, they talked about my love of being Jewish and being a Republican. So I've always been a guy who believes in Jexit. And I've talked about it on this show and in my columns for the last, I don't know, 2 years, about Jews have to leave the Democratic Party. And I wrote a column for Fox News saying Trump is the first Jewish president. Not because he's Jewish, but because he's going to be so great to Israel and so great to the Jewish people and so great for the American economy, too, by the way, because a lot of Jews are business owners, like I am. He will be the best thing that ever happened to the Jewish people and will make him honorary Jewish. And he is a Jewish grandfather, by the way. And so I've done all of that, and now I find out that there's a gal who founded an actual organization called Jexit. The very thing I thought that I invented, she founded a company called Jexit, a political organization about Jews exiting the Democratic Party. She is the treasurer. She is a board member. She's a founding member. The website is JexitUSA.org. JexitUSA.org. Her name is Alexandra Levine. She reached out to me, and I'm very happy to have her on the show. Alexandra, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Just to clarify, I did not found Jexit. The founder of hashtag Jexit and Jexit Inc. is my president. Her name is Michelle Paris from Broward County, Florida. She actually coined the phrase hashtag Jexit in October 2018 as she incorporated, trademarked, and copyrighted the phrase hashtag Jexit and started the creation of the hashtag Jexit Facebook page on social media. And then Jexit Inc., which is our Florida non-for-profit organization 501c4, was founded in March 2019, and Michelle Paris, my president and founder, she founded Jexit Inc., and then I became a board member, as I am, as you said, Wayne, the treasurer on the board of Jexit Inc.
All right, so tell me what hashtag Jexit really means. What does it mean, and what do you do?
So our mission is to educate and encourage American Jews to leave the Democratic Party. That has become, as you say all the time on your show, a progressive socialist party, started with anti-Semitic ideals. and to join President Trump in the Republican Party, who is the greatest friend to Israel and to the Jewish people. And what we do is Jexit puts American interests first by strengthening our crucial alliance with the Jewish state. Because unfortunately, the presence of globalist Marxism, anti-Semitism, and anti-capitalist sentiments are shared by the common enemies of America and Israel, and have compelled us to demand accountability from everyone. And our focus is to go after the squad that is combined of Congresswoman AOC, Omar, Tlaib, and Presley, and many others who are sharing that progressive socialist agenda, and to educate the American people that this is not the American way, that socialism is a detriment to the nation, is a detriment to any country, and we cannot have this in our nation because we won't have a nation. And as Jews, if our country, if the United States of America becomes a socialist country, we will have no choice but to leave. We will have to leave and go to Israel, or we'll have to move to Australia, or we'll have to move to a country that supports us, because socialism does not support Jews and does not support other minorities and even Christians. And our organization just doesn't hone in on Jews. We also work with Christian groups as well. We also work with Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, Asian Americans, as well as the gay community, to make it known that they are not lost as well and they are not forgotten.
Why do you think, I get this asked, you know, as a guy who's on national radio, national TV, and happens to be Jewish, I get asked this question 24 hours a day. Every minute I'm on the show, people call up and go, why are Jews such liberals? What's the matter with them? No Christian can understand why a Jew would be a liberal, right? We're family-oriented, and at least religious Jews are God-oriented, and we love America, and America's been good to us, and we love capitalism. We've done well in America with capitalism. We've gotten educated in America. Why the hell would you be anti-American and pro-abortion and pro-Green New Deal and anti-capitalism when American capitalism has been so good to you?
Yeah, I mean, we ask ourselves that question all the time. And, you know, I'll just reiterate, we have this present trend, unfortunately, of globalist Marxism, anti-Semitism, anti-capitalist. The problem is people like you and I, Wayne, we are heavily shadow banned, we're censored. You know, our freedom of speech is gone. But people like Al Jazeera and Louis Farrakhan and Linda Sarsour, for some reason, they have this power, this money. They get their word out all the time. They're not censored. And that's the problem. And I always say 63 million people voted for the president. The Republicans have a bigger voice than these liberal Democrats do. We have social media more so than a liberal Democrat does. We need to use our bully pulpit. We need to be able to speak out and call the enemy out, call the enemy for what they are, and quote these people directly. And I did that in our rally in D.C. that we had. I called out specific quotes that Congresswoman Tlaib and AOC and Omar have said over the courses of before they were when they were running for Congress and now that they are in Congress. We have to not be afraid anymore. We have to be able to speak up and stand for our Judeo-Christian values, because that is what's at stake here. We have to go back to our Judeo-Christian values, and that's what hashtag Jexit is. It's a Judeo-Christian revival organization.
Now, isn't that funny that I'm sure you saw the incredible attacks on me 2 weeks ago when I had made the comment that Trump is the greatest president in the history of the world for the Jewish people in Israel. And every media in the world attacked me. And one of the ways they attacked me is they said I'm not even a Jew because I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior 30 years ago. But I am a Jew. First of all, Jewish is a race. It's not just a religion. Even the liberal New York Times has always proven it's a race because I grew up. This is how I always knew it was a race. I always saw articles, Alexandria, in the New York Times that said in the early 1900s, millions of immigrants came to America who were Polish, Italian, Irish, and Jewish. So I guess we're a race, because they weren't talking about the religion of Poles or Italians or Irish. They lumped us with nationalities. Jewish is a race as well as a religion. The fact that I took Christ says that I believe strongly in Judeo-Christian values. I never have seen a big difference. We are a team. Jesus Christ was a Jew who founded Christianity. He was the CEO of Christianity. It's Judeo-Christian values. It's not Jewish values, and it's not Christian values. America's founded on Judeo-Christian values. So I'm glad you said that, because I don't see the big distinction. I'm best friends with my great Christian brothers, and I don't see a big difference between us. The only difference I see is too many Jews are liberals, and I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous, and it's one of the reasons I stopped going to temple, because I couldn't stand those blowhard rabbis with their liberals preaching that sounded like they were members of the Democratic leadership in Congress. It made me sick to my stomach. That's the reason they chased me away from Jewish temples, Alexandra.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, I've gone to a lot of different conservative schools, a lot of different reform schools, and you go to Rosh Hashanah service or Yom Kippur service, which is coming up soon, the end of September to October. Rosh Hashanah is our Jewish New Year. Yom Kippur is our Day of Atonement. And I hear these sermons, and the sermons are 30 to 40 minutes long, sometimes an hour. And the whole entire time, the sermons are not uplifting. The sermons are going after the Republican Party. The sermons are going after the present Republican. You know, they were going after President Bush at the time.
I'm sure they go after Trump. I'm sure they go after Trump.
They went after Trump, too. And
I haven't been to temple in a long time. I don't even want to hear it. I'd rather listen to a Trump speech than a rabbi's liberal speech. So there you have it. My race is Jewish. But I'll tell you what, I'm a Republican through and through, red, white, and blue. Alexandra Levine, she's founding member of Jexit Jews Exit the Democratic Party. Website, JexitUSA.org. Alexandra, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Wayne. I appreciate it.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, AmpFest 19 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is the most entertaining political event and Trump Festival of the Year, Trump Fest. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, a golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, October 10th and 12th at the Trump Doral in Miami, Florida, I'll see you there. Wayne Root, the headline speaker. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. October 10th to 12th, Trump Doral, Miami, Florida. AmericanPriority.com. Thanks for including me in your lineup. So I was mentioning before we had our guest that the judge, this liberal judge, Anthony Trenga of Virginia, took the side of terrorists. Isn't that wonderful? And ruled the terror watch list violates constitutional rights. It was a CARE lawsuit. Can you imagine ruling in favor of the Council on American Islamic Relations, who Chuck Schumer, in his only honest days, you know, now he's not honest, now he's a lying sycophant, but in his honest days, said that CARE is a front for terrorist organizations like Hamas. And now we have people fighting on behalf of CARE. Liberals, love them. In a summary judgment granted to two dozen Muslim U.S. citizens backed by CARE, Trenga concluded there is no evidence or contention that any of these plaintiffs satisfy the definition of a known terrorist, that the definition of suspected terrorist can be misconstrued based on innocent conduct. The court concludes the risk of erroneous deprivation of their travel-related and reputational liberty interests is high, and the existing procedural safeguards are not sufficient to address that risk. So I guess my question is for Anthony Trenga, communist scumbag judge of Virginia. What's going to happen when one of them gets on a plane and pulls a pin and kills everybody on the plane? Because I think you, the judge, should therefore get the death penalty. If that happens, you didn't care about American citizens. If one of them happens to be my loved one, I'm going to hold you personally responsible, my friend. And you don't want that. Because you have no idea what that means. I'll haunt you. I'm relentless. I will haunt you till your career is in flames. And you're going to get put up on charges of aiding and abetting terrorism and murder. Because you are a loser, Anthony Trenga, fighting on behalf of CARE and terrorists. Doesn't get any lower than that. All right. You know, and by the way, it's so funny when the media call me a conspiracy theorist because I'm always right in everything I say. 99% of the time, I have made comments in private and in public on this show, but in private a lot, to all my friends. I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, and the Raiders are coming to Vegas, and I just hate the Raiders. Screw the Raiders. And I keep saying that Antonio Brown is a poison. The very talented, super talented wide receiver that was kicked out of Pittsburgh. They traded him for nothing. Because he's nothing but a malignant cancer upon every team and every locker room he goes to. And now he's in the Raiders, another malignant cancer on the Raiders. And I was right again. He faces a suspension after an apparent incident with his general manager. Who's a great guy, by the way. Mike Mayock. Mayock. I've watched him for years on NFL Network. Really a great guy, great personality, bright, cheerful guy. And he's the new Raiders general manager. And I guess they had some sort of a confrontation. They got into it Wednesday, and the team is going to suspend their star wide receiver for week number one. I'm not saying he's not talented. He's fantastic. O.J. Simpson was talented, too. But he's a murderer. And this guy is such a piece of garbage, this Antonio Brown. He is a cancer in every locker room. So there's my conspiracy theory. I'm always right with my theories. And I've also said on numerous occasions, my favorite team since the day I was born almost, the Dallas Cowboys, their owner Jerry Jones is a genius. Not necessarily a football genius, although he has won 3 Super Bowls, but he hasn't won one in 20 plus years. But he is the most incredible capitalist business genius in America, and he just signed Zeke Elliott, his running back, to a $90 million deal, and he just bragged on Fox Business that he paid for the whole $90 million with a natural gas investment. So all I can say to you is, God bless America, God bless capitalism, God bless the oil and gas industry. You know, on Wednesday, the New York Stock Exchange, Jones and his family celebrated Comstock's acquisition of Covey Park Energy, because he founded his privately held firm, Jones Oil and Land Lease, at 25 years old, after several failed business ventures, and the company's success left him free to invest in other businesses. One of them was Comstock, an oil and gas exploration company of which he's the majority shareholder. And Wednesday, Jones and his family celebrated their acquisition of Covey Park Energy. The deal is valued at $2.2 billion and will double the company's resources, and Comstock shares soared 20% Wednesday. Jones' fortune, that means, grew by $100 million. That paid for the $90 million contract to Zeke Elliott. If that doesn't make you say, God bless America, God bless capitalism, God bless the Dallas Cowboys, and how about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? Throw them in, too, because I do love beautiful ladies. Yes, God bless the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. God, what a great country we live in. Coming up next is Newsmax TV. And by the way, there's no recession. I'm right about that one, too. One of the most brilliant economists in the world, Ray Dalio, now says almost no chance of recession. All the liberals wrong again.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.